Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There we
Hi there.
Go,
Are we in business?
We're in business. Sorry, I had a few technical difficulties there. We started recording and then had to stop and then delete and then re-record.
I would like to say now we're going to do a time check. It is Monday night. It is 9:30 p.m. Just in case, I feel like it's quite good. We always check the day and the time because in case something really big happens tonight after we've gone to bed and we don't talk about it on Friday.
Yeah. What could we predict that might happen this week?
Well, I mean...
What?
No, I can't. I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
But there's a thing happening.
Yeah,
at the moment,
the news.
In the news.
Yeah.
There's also a woman, Lucy Letby.
Oh, yes.
Is she going to get an appeal?
Yeah. She's, I think she's appealing one particular murder, not all of them at the moment.
Right. There's but, supposed to... Well, you just heard something quite interesting.
Yes, Peter.
I mean,
Hitchens
we're not saying either way.
No, no.
But it was just quite interesting hearing. I always think, in my head, Lucy Letby, you know, is the worst child murderer of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she deserves to go to prison for,
yeah, for
her
life.
Whole life.
Mm.
But when he said that quite interesting thing, which I think you should explain... I was just
briefly watching that. I've right got into X since Elon Musk bought Twitter. I just want to see if it's being improved or not, because I came off Twitter because it was so toxic and horrible that I just thought, well,
I mean,
so I haven't
quickly
been
want to
on
say
Twitter
in defense,
for a long time. Yeah.
I mean, although I am still enjoying it as it's X, like I haven't really noticed any difference in my opinion, but I'm not looking for the same stuff as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I've had moments where it's not been so good,
mm-hmm.
where I've been just literally taken down by an entire nation.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I have, like, you know, talking about the menopause or talking about my mum, your dad, I love it.
Yeah. Well, I guess because you've got an audience and you're interacting with them and everything, I suppose I was just kind of looking at it. And then there was people that I like would say something that I completely disagreed with, and I'd think, oh, God. I'm after going to not like you now. You've said that stupid thing, you know.
Mm.
Anyway, since he took it over, I thought, ooh, let's have a little look. And then I've obviously listened to lots of interviews with Elon Musk where he says, look, we've got rid of literally all the bots. We've got rid of all the spam.
Do you think he kind of done that?
Well, I certainly don't really get the impression I hear from any bots on there anymore. It was nothing like it used to be. So that certainly feels the case, although it's very political.
I still think I get bots because I get people with lots of numbers next to their name who joined in 2009 and they've got 4 followers.
Well, I wonder how you verify whether someone's a bot or not. I guess they must be. I'm not verified. I've not got a blue tick or anything like that.
Mm.
But I think you need a credit card and a phone number and all that jazz to join Twitter, and bots don't have credit cards or phone numbers. So I think it's very hard to join as a bot.
Maybe they joined a long time ago.
But maybe they joined a long time ago. I don't know. You don't pay an additional subscription to Twitter for your verification or whatever.
No.
Because that's how you get rid of the bots, right? Because the bots aren't going to pay for a verification thing. But I haven't paid and I'm still on it. But maybe I'm getting a restricted service. I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that. Anyway, I guess what I like it for is the news and getting varied opinions. I follow lots of people I don't particularly agree with on there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, so I can just see what the enemy thinks.
Because
it's quite handy, really.
And also because I think you just like
hearing
another point
debate,
of view, because you are, generally speaking, always quite open to changing your mind about something.
Mm.
You're not, I wouldn't say you are toxically fixed on an idea.
No, without, not at all. Without, I'm totally open.
You are definitely open to
I feel like I am.
Other opinions.
I do follow Lawrence Fox on there, which is quite controversial because he's...
I had to stop.
Did you have to stop following him? Mm. What I do enjoy about somebody who's willing to say something deeply controversial, it's not whether I agree with it or disagree with it, but it's that I enjoy then watching the reaction from people in kind of blatant support
and then blatant
opposition and then just seeing that play out. I love the debate. I don't really mind what the subject is because some subjects are just much meatier to debate than others. Mm. I mean, the trans subject, which I want to talk a little bit about on this podcast because I've listened to a podcast that I'd like to recommend to people about it. But it's not really the subject. It's the fact that it could be debated, this thing, forever.
Mm.
And you go, oh, I never really thought about that. I agree with what they're saying. Mm. And then you hear the other side of the story and you go, oh, I never really thought about that as well.
I agree with that as well.
Oh, I agree with that as well.
Yeah. I mean,
but that means I now disagree with the thing I thought before. It's just like, it's the perfect subject. It's like religion. It's like you get deeply intellectual people that believe this thing and deeply intellectual people who completely disbelieve the same thing. And it's like... where does it end? But I don't know the answer to that, but it's amazing, really.
I think this is the interesting thing about topics like that, is that you can agree and disagree at the same time. There are so many small parts, small moving parts to the whole trans movement that are, you have to kind of find your own personal journey with it, because there are so many different arms to it and so many different... things to either agree or disagree with, and you know,
it's fascinating. But that's what I'm slightly wrapped up in Twitter at the moment. It's finding a nugget of a story or some information, and then watch it play out like a big tree of polarizing views that get a bit nasty. Mm. But then somewhere in there is really clear, concise, brilliantly written idea, and you go, "Fuck, that's what I've been looking for." Those words, you know.
And I think, you know, you were talking about the Lucy Letby thing and you were just listening to it very quickly. And
the thing that
I thought I picked up on was, I thought it was Stephen Fry at the beginning. He sounded so like Stephen Fry. That she had nobody in the medical field,
expert medical witness, I don't think,
would talk for her because basically they felt that she...
Well, he doesn't explain. He just says there are lots of reasons why a medical expert will not go and be a witness.
And I mean, they may have felt that she was guilty, so they didn't want to go and defend her. But the person that did go for her defence, and he wasn't saying that she didn't kill them. He was just giving another possible reason why these babies may have died, and that was a plumber.
The
plumber was saying that the plumbing was so bad... that it was so bacterially infected and full of it, that this could have been a possible reason for children dying. And I had never even thought of that. It never even crossed my mind that as a doctor you would not want to go in and... unless you honestly, hand on heart, believe that they were innocent. But it's still a very risky game to play. If they go down as guilty, you're tarnished.
Yeah, you could be slightly tarnished with all that. I think what Peter Hitchens is saying as well, just to be clear, is that he's not saying she's innocent.
No, he's not.
He's saying that someone is going to spend the rest of their life in prison. Mm. And if there's any question or doubt over the evidence, it should probably be looked at again just one more time.
Just to check that they are guilty.
Yeah.
And that's the right thing to do.
It seems like it probably would be. But it'd be very interesting to see what happens as that plays out. But Twitter has plugged me into all sorts of funny stories and some quite dark ones recently. But what do you call a tweet now if it's not Twitter anymore?
Well, I'm struggling a bit with that, you were like, it's called X the other day to me. And I was like, yeah, but what do I say when somebody's sent me an X?
X'd them.
I've X'd them. It's not a text, it's an X.
Yeah. I think it's got to be tweet, hasn't it? What I dislike is reading in the paper and saying... somebody put on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yes, just call it X. Thinking,
fuck, you know, how long is this going to go on for, you know? It's driving me mad. Okay, my love, enough preamble there. Can I just say one or two things?
Yes.
One being, we're all missing my mum, your dad. I'm speaking on behalf of our followers and listeners.
I'm like, what is going on? I am already campaigning for a reunion We have to have to get everybody back together, and I need to find out everything.
Mm.
I want to find out about Martin H. I want to find out if he's got a girlfriend, because I know at least 20 people that want to go out on a date with him.
Okay.
I want to know about Martin M, what he says after he's sort of seen it back, because I know he's kind of... but he walked in and everybody was like, so boo, hiss, but he didn't really have enough time to kind of try and redeem himself. And I actually think he's probably like got a long way to come in terms of, like, he could really win us all over. I'm hoping that he could do that in the reunion show. And also, I want to hear from the couples. Oh my God.
I think a reunion show would be quite nice as a precursor to season two, wouldn't
yes,
it?
It's like, yes. This is what happened last year. Now?
Where are they now? Let's move on to season two and see what happens.
Oh my God,
here.
That's a great idea.
And I should work in telly, really. I'd be very good. But we're all hoping, I think, for a second series.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
thank
by
you.
The way. Well
thank
done.
You.
It was a bloody brilliant
thanks,
show.
Michael.
And I haven't met a single person out there that said, I don't really like it or whatever. Everyone's just gone, oh, it's great, this show.
I've never had
as
many messages as I did after that show. I'm very, very proud of it. Thanks for saying that,
it's
Michael.
A total
really
pleasure.
So, first of all, I want to talk about a book. And it is Trini Woodall's new book. And inside it says, Darling Davina, Fearless Trini. And
it's a great
signed
name for
by
a book,
Trini.
By the way.
Fearless is Fearless. So good,
yeah.
Because in it, it's fearless and fearless, obviously, but it is everything you want for every age woman to do with style, everything. It is the most comprehensive book that you will never need another book ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not often, look, people send us books all the time.
Yes.
We get so many books. But I am telling you, we don't talk about a lot of them, firstly, because I don't often get the time to read and we have to listen to them on audiobooks and it's exhausting. But secondly, this, I mean, I would go as far to say as it will change your life.
Wow, really?
Yes. If you are a woman, identify as a woman, anything, unbelievably good. So... How to be fearless. I mean, great first chapter. Identify your life, beauty, style, index, and at the end, a little more advice. And Trini has lived a big life.
Mm-hmm.
This is a woman, I've spoken to her before, this is a woman who has started various companies and businesses, and they've not worked, and she is now the founder of a multi-million pound makeup business. It's worldwide. It is a juggernaut of a makeup business, and she's 59, she won't mind me saying that, and she looks bloody great for 59.
She does, yeah.
But she's not afraid to get in front of that mirror with absolutely nothing on her face, in a dressing gown, in her pants and bra, in her cupboard, put on some clothes. She's the most real posh person I have ever met, because it's very, 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 very difficult to have one toe in aristocracy, which is basically what she's got, and to have another toe with the real women of the UK. And she cares passionately about women. And I fucking love her for that. And I have known Trini for 30 years.
Have you?
I have known her for a very... since before I got into telly.
Oh, really?
I admire her enormously.
Oh, great.
So she talks about her journey to being fearless, because it doesn't just happen overnight. She talks about all the decades of her life. The book is very colourful, very nice to read. It's a pick-up, put-down. You can go to any page and learn something. The colours in it are absolutely gorgeous. It comes with kind of big statements on each page. So this one is like how to work out what will suit you. I mean, this is a question that we all want answers to. It talks about your skin type. It talks about what shape is your face, what palettes suit you in terms of colour. It talks about your eye colour, your hair colour, what makeup you can wear with. I mean, this is invaluable. Pitfalls of alcohol. She even talks about sex. Yes, please, Trini. What? Yes, she talks about goal setting. She talks about setting intentions. She talks about skin and how to look after it. She talks about suits, a corporate suit. About, oh, my God, there's a chapter in here called Making the Cut. I'd missed that.
I think we should sue. She's got the money.
So she's talking about culling in the wardrobe and how to do that.
Okay.
I love this. More is more.
Yeah.
I mean,
I always thought that.
Never is. Don't forget the face. I mean, honest to God, this book isn't... I mean, I don't know how many days, weeks she must have done doing photo shoots, but she is... I really, 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 really love this book, but I'm just going to a little bit more advice. So, she says, if you're looking for more help, do please reach out. Below are just a few resources that you might find helpful. Anxiety UK, Mental Health Foundation, Mind Samaritans, Mental Health America, National Institute of Mental Health, Mental Health Research Canada, Canadian Mental Health Association, AA, NA, National Gambling, Shatterproof, Families of Addiction Recovery, Family Lives, Relate, Trini London, Victoria Heath, da-da-da-da, and then all her thank yous. I mean, how absolutely brilliant. Mm. And it's published by the same publishers that published Menopausing. Mm. And I don't know if you... if you know HQ, but it's part of HarperCollins, mm-hmm. and it is specifically for women's issues, women's health, and they publish really, really good books. But I've got to say, HQ, you have literally nailed it with Trini on this one. This is one of the greatest books. The person that does Trini's PR, Jenny Halpin.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. So, I mean, she's got an amazing group of people behind her. Yeah. She has been through her husband... died. Mm-hmm. Well, he killed himself. It was awful.
Oh, she,
their daughter, beautiful, beautiful girl. She's brought her up brilliantly. A single mum. Obviously, her and Susanna had that huge TV program, and that sort of disappeared. And then Trini picked herself up, dusted herself. She is the queen of the comeback. I cannot be effusive enough about this woman. I'm so impressed with her.
She's got a section here called Hair is Everything.
Anthony.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, I'm interested to read the hair. She still photographs so beautifully.
Oh, she's stunning.
Looks
great,
but, doesn't she?
But she's a stunning woman, but who hasn't completely changed her face with, you know...
surgery and all of that jazz.
She looks... one thing or another. She looks, you know, like fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, it's great.
She's real. And I really appreciate her.
Good.
Yeah,
yes, I mean, I've met her a few times through you, and I think pretty impressed.
Yeah,
with,
if you got fearlessness. If we sort of hung out with her a bit, I think you would absolutely love her. And I can't believe it because I've literally talked about Trini for 10 minutes, but she's worth it.
I had a chat with her recently about her business, and bloody hell.
Mm. It's so impressive, right?
It's fierce.
It's fierce.
I think they call
She's
it.
So fierce.
Well, good. I'm really pleased about that. Mm. I shall look forward to perusing the book, especially in the section on hair. I'm always fascinated to see how people view hair because it's one of those ever-changing things.
Mm.
My son is downstairs, so I'm going to go and let him in. I'm just going to pause for a minute.
Yeah, great.
And then I'll be back.
Okay.
Okay, we're back in the room. I've just let my son in from downstairs. You'll hear him clonking around in his big Cuban heels like David Brent when he gets dancing. Joel is 17, nearly 18.
Nearly 18.
He's really swinging himself around like he's a proper adult these days. But he's not yet. He's still just a child.
You've got to sell yourself a bit, haven't you?
You got what?
Got to sell yourself a bit.
Got to sell myself. Yeah, you've got to sell yourself a bit, yeah.
Do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise,
we'll get anywhere. Yeah, exactly. You won't get anywhere, yeah. Right.
I'll leave you.
Yeah, good. Yes, thank you, yes. So, I've got something I want to talk about.
Yes, go.
So, I have been tarting up the garage this weekend.
Yes.
We've got like a double garage that's largely full of like stuff from where I used to live. There's an old lawnmower in there.
Where I used to live, I mean, it's like full of furniture for any child that ever needs it. You know, we keep thinking there might be a child that needs this piece of furniture.
Also in the garage is an enormous amount of Christmas decorations.
I don't think there's enough.
Like, it's like the Christmas decorations that Westfield have in storage.
Yeah, but do you know where I get it from?
Yeah, the place that supplies Westfield.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shopping centres.
It's colossal.
Yeah.
It's great, but it takes a lot of room in the garage. And I wanted to have a good old shift round of the garage. And the weather was quite nice this weekend. You were busy doing bits and pieces. Mm. And I thought, oosh,
I was busy doing birthdays.
Yes, it was Holly's birthday this weekend.
Tilly's,
Chester's and Tilly's. I mean, anyway, I cleared the garage out.
Mm.
And then
you
I decided.
Did a great job.
A great job, didn't I?
Yeah.
I even, listen to this, I even vacuumed the floor of the garage.
Yeah, I mean, it is spotless.
I might have to paint the floor to bind it in a bit so it gets rid of all the dust. Anyway, so I've cleared loads of room out
and
there.
And hung the bikes on
I've hung the bikes on the walls. Mm. I've get stuff off the floor, basically. Mm. But I bought myself a workshop that fits into the garage. So it's like a big workbench thing. And it's got some drawers on it on one side, then two shelves, then a worktop, and then a back bit. With the pin board that goes on it.
Yeah, you can hang things.
You can hang all your tools and screwdrivers and all the rest of it. Now, I am DIY mad. Like,
you are.
I love it. And
that's one of the best things about you.
Yeah. If anything needs fixing, squeaky hinge, a dripping tap, want something building, a little table.
You fixed our gates.
Fixed the gates this weekend. Like, I love DIY. Just give me jobs to do and I will do it. It makes me feel good. Boosting the testosterone. Sex drive goes through the roof. Bang!
Oosh!
Carnage.
So I benefit.
So I bought a workshop and I bought it from a company called Arbor. So it's called Arbor designsolutions.co.uk and Arbor is spelled A-R-B-O-R. And they do all sorts of garden furniture and gazebos and things like that, but they do these workshops for they're ready built. Now, the workshop thing is the kind of thing I like to build. So I build like an outdoor kitchen and it's quite easy to do because you just use fence posts for the legs and then a bit of timber to support the frame and then bang in some shelves, scaffolding boards for the top. And I did want to do that, but I was just running out of effort and time and I couldn't find any reclaimed wood, which is what I like to make it out of, and all of that kind of jazz.
Mm.
So I just Googled this and then this company came up and they had loads of brilliant storage solutions and workshop stuff that I was just like, oh my God. And they weren't particularly expensive. So let me just find what I'm looking for here. Log stores, tool storages. So it's Arbor, then go to the tool storage section and then start to scroll through all the bits and pieces here.
Don't look at it for too long.
What do you mean?
Because you're going to deck out like the entire house.
Yeah, Arbor, I might get a little bit...
Storage solutions.
A bit crazy. Workshop furniture, that's what I'm looking for. Workbench. Okay, so they've got some quite nifty ones, as you can see there, that are made out of MDNF, and they're quite clean and quite functional. They look like
show me the one you got.
Kitchen units. I like something a bit more robust, so I went for this one here. Yeah, so it's one like this here. It's a wooden workbench and tool cabinet, but I went one with some open shelves on it. What I don't really want
open
is like...
Open shelves are so useful.
Yeah, you just throw stuff on the shelves,
right?
You don't have
so
to keep
useful.
Faffing about opening
That's
and closing
like
cupboards.
That's like our kitchen...
So I've got one with drawers on one side.
Yeah.
And this one
Yes.
here. So I got
That's
one called
great.
The V7 wooden eucalyptus.
God, it's so cheap.
Well, it's a bit more expensive than that because I've got a big one.
Did you get it pimped?
Not pimped exactly, but you choose the length of it. So the length option, I went for 7 foot.
Wow.
So it's quite a long one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to put a vise in there as well.
A vise.
The shelf option, I put a double shelf. And the back panel, I put with back panel. So it did go up to £433 for this.
Still, it's big.
I would say for the timber and the effort to make it, it would make me a day to make it. And then all the timber would probably cost, I don't know, a couple of £100 as well, plus all the hinges and drawer runners and stuff like that. So in the end, I just thought, do you know what? Let's get this, I'll buy this and bang it in. But if you're looking for a really good workbench, so it might be for your husband as a gift or something like that.
Mm.
And you know, like, ladies don't like... they don't seem to like it when you buy them a Hoover for Christmas or something like that.
I do.
Do you? I'm not going to speak on behalf of all ladies, but my experience is when I bought a partner a Hoover for Christmas, it did not go down that well, even though she did say she really wanted one. And it was just a side gift. It wasn't like a big gift, but...
You don't have to explain it.
Backfired in quite a big way.
Okay.
Men really like stuff like power tools and lawnmowers and stuff like that. I would love a lawnmower for Christmas. You know, like, I'd be like, Jesus, yeah, great. I can't wait for the sun to come out and I'll mow the lawn.
Right, down lawnmower immediately.
A ride on one, obviously, with all bells and whistles and stereo and everything. But a tool bench for the garage, I have to say, God, I am so excited about this thing. So I've ordered it. It arrives on the 5th of October, so it's 10 days. So I'm guessing they build it from scratch and send it out to you.
Oh, it's great.
You have to assemble it, so it's not fully built. But yeah. I love that. I'll do a little bit.
Yeah, but you want that, don't you?
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when it's all built and I put all the tools on it and all the rest of it and I made it look fucking super duper, I'll take a picture of it and we'll post it. But I would like to say Arbor Garden Design. Do you know, I follow Limmy on Instagram. Limmy is a Scottish comedian. He used to have a show called Limmy's Show. And he's a kind of odd comedian. A lot of people watch it and go, that is just not funny.
How do you spell that?
L-I-M-E-Y, Limmy. Could be Limey.
Limey.
But I'm sure it was called Limmy's Show. Anyway, he's got an Instagram account. You must go and follow him on that. But he was today very Scottish, very Glaswegian. He said there's a rumour going around that Scottish people can't say purple burglar alarm. And he keeps trying to say purple burglar alarm. And oh my God, I was crying with laughter today as he does that.
But you're allowed to do that because you're Scottish.
I am Scottish, yeah. But arborgardensolutions.co.uk is a brilliant place to go for bin stores, log stores, tool stores, workbenches, garden furniture. And I think the price is good. And I'm going to tell you all about the quality when
and
I get it.
Don't forget, we're heading into Christmas buying season.
Oh, yeah.
October, November. If you're thinking of a gift for a...
I tell you, a log store
for
is
a
such
person
a good
who loves
gift.
A bit of DIY or a bit of like home improvement or logs, you know, like these are good presents.
They are. Anyway, that's me.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I want to talk about, we were listening to Joe Wiley on the way back from seeing a friend of ours tonight. And if you haven't been listening to Radio 2 recently, Radio 2 has really, really changed. Mm-hmm. I was really listening to Radio 1, and I'm pretty sure Radio 1 have been trying to get rid of me for the last 10 years. But I really like modern dance music, so I really like listening to dance music on Radio 1. But recently, I have accidentally come across various shows like, well, all of it, Zoe, Sarah, Vernon, Scott, and Joe Wiley. All of them are DJs that I love from Radio 2. So... you know, they used to be on Radio 1, now they're on Radio 2, but they're playing my kind of music. Yes. Anyway, tonight, Joe Wiley's show is absolutely gorgeous. It plays the most amazing music. I loved everything she played.
Yeah, all the way coming home
everything.
Tonight. Yeah.
And she just played a track from one of our favourite artists, Jacob Collier.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Jacob Collier, it says popular on Spotify under Jacob Collier, the popular songs Erase Me, which was the one Lizzie McAlpine, has had 23 million downloads. And the Coldplay one, I'm not surprised, his Coldplay one got 27 million, nearly 28 million downloads.
What's that called?
It's just called Heart.
Oh, yes.
It's so Jacob Collier, you can hear this, Jacob Collier. And then All I Need, Mahalia, with Mahalia, favourite one.
Oh, great song.
But this is new, it's called Little Blue, he's just released it. He has done three albums so far called Jesse. And the one that you loved, the last album, was Jesse 3. He's bringing out Jesse Volume 4 in February. And this is a track that he's done with a woman called Brandy Carlisle. Now, I thought, when they said this is Jacob Collier with Brandy, I thought they were talking about the other Brandy. Do you remember?
The 80s.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah. I thought they were talking about that Brandy, but they're not. Brandy Carlisle is she's an American singer-songwriter, and she's done folk, alternative, you know, country. There's quite a bit of country in this track. She's 42. She's got a lovely, really, really nice voice. Shall I play you a bit?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. This really reminds me of a bit of a Coldplay track.
Be my shelter, be my cradle, be my womb, be my bow, be
I'm
my
I'm going to stop it here because I'm conscious of the eight bars, but I want to play you a bit with her in it. Got a bit of country in there.
It's pretty country, isn't it?
You can hear those amazing chord changes. I know that I am going to be obsessed with this song, so I'd like to apologise to you,
okay,
Michael Douglas, right now, because this is all you're going to hear.
Okay.
I'm so excited about Jesse Volume 4. I can't wait to hear who he has
collaborated
with. No, it's out in February 24.
Is it?
Yeah. So,
the production values of
what do you know what that means?
What?
A tour. There's going to be a tour. No?
A tour?
Is that not how you say it?
I don't know. I've never really clocked it before. Tour?
Tour. I can't
tour?
A tour. He's
going
to do
be
a tour.
A tour.
He's going on tour.
Well, that'd be great. We should definitely get tickets to go and see him because we've seen him before and boom.
Oh.
Amazing.
It blew.
Yeah, it was bloody great,
wasn't it?
It
blew our minds. If you're not following Jacob Collier, go and follow him on whatever music download, what's it you've got, and listen to him. He is breathtaking.
So, this week I listened to a podcast from a company called Tortoise Investigates, and this is their fourth series. So they do lots of investigative journalism stuff. I guess they do a deep dive investigation into various things. It's a podcast series called Tortoise Investigates, and they do a very deep dive investigation in each series into lots of different things. I was put onto it via Twitter. Because series 4, which is the one I've listened to, is a deep dive into the Tavistock Centre. And the Tavistock Centre is the gender reassignment centre for young kids and adults. And it's people go there, I guess, who've got gender dysphoria or they're trans, or I'm not quite sure what all the various technical terms are. But I'm just, I guess, so people know that I am connected in some way to a few different trans people. So I'm interested in the debate, and we talk about it, I guess, with them. And I'm interested to know information about it. And like we said at the beginning of this podcast, it's such a polarizing debate. It's very difficult, really, to land on any one particular side of it because there is so much going on. It's also such a new phenomenon that there's actually so little evidence around the whole thing,
it's not evidence, it's like it's research, that we've got no research on it because it's such a relatively recent explosion.
So nobody really knows what's right or wrong.
Nobody knows what the long-term correct thing to do is yet, because there has been no long-term. Everybody's learning on the go.
So you probably read lots of things or listened to lots of things about puberty blockers, and then obviously people going on various hormones, depending on what sex they identify as. And then also the debate around how gender or sex is, what would you call it?
Identified?
Given to you at birth.
Is it assigned?
Yeah, it's assigned at birth. I guess one of the phrases, you were assigned at birth.
Yeah.
And how that's done. Someone had mentioned that this podcast was good. So I've listened to, I think there's 7 episodes in total. I'm on the 7th episode at the moment.
And oh my God,
it has been...
You've really caned that.
Yeah, really good. First of all credit to the Tortoise Investigates team for what they did on it, really, because they've managed to interview everyone from the director of the Tavistock Centre, Polly Carmichael, she's called, who's the quite controversial, I guess, figure in all of this. Mm. Getting access to the Tavistock Centre and obviously the people who work there as well is no mean feat. I mean, they talk to nobody generally because it's such a contentious issue. But they've got interviews.
How did they do that then?
I think you approached... What's interesting, there's an episode about that of lots of people putting requests in to speak to someone from the Tavistock Centre as a journalist. And what seems to have happened is at the Tavistock, they have been analysing people's tweets for a long time. And if you've said anything anti-trans or anti the Tavistock, you're done. Polly, the girl who is hosting this deep dive... Mm. has never said anything like that on her Twitter feed. It seems that when she put a request in for the interview, they do some investigating about her and realise that she's maybe there for fair game, you know, and so they give her the interview. But she spoke to lots of people who were rejected because they'd seen tweets that
And
put in
you
the past.
Said she is very, very fair.
I think she's totally
she's
fair.
She's very respectful of everybody she interviews. I mean, I know you're frustrated sometimes because you feel like, actually, hang on a minute, I want to dig deeper on this, but you feel like she doesn't do that. But she
does the right thing, I think, in the end.
You said, you felt like, actually, in order to get the interview, it is
worth remaining
very neutral.
Yeah.
So you can get all the information.
Absolutely, so I'd highly recommend it as a brilliant piece of journalism, a really thoroughly... Entertaining is not the right word, but it's really engrossing information. And it's this kind of new emerging thing that's happened over the last, I'd say 5 to 10 years. I mean, I think they were saying that in something about 2011, there was something like 130 kids were on the waiting list at GIDS or at the Tavistock Centre. And once you finished this process, there was 8,000 kids on it. In roughly about a 10-year period, that seems to have happened. I think one of the frustrating
things... There's several reasons why that could be, right?
Yes, but you never really get to find out what it is, because nobody's very sure why it's happened. And, of course, there's lots of speculation and lots of people talk about it on Twitter and one thing or another. And they do explore all the reasons. One really interesting phrase, which is what hooked me in, is that Polly Carmichael said, the culture is moving faster than the science. And you think, let's have a think about that for a minute, you know. Is that there's a huge cultural evolutionary shift in what is happening in society, and science can't keep up
with it.
Now, normally it's science and things like that, discoveries in science, that drives the culture along. But this is where something's been completely flipped and reversed, you know.
So actually, when people are coming to ask for something as a cultural thing, there is no science to back up the response to that.
It's too far behind, really. And most of the people working at the Tavistock Centre are saying that here are these kids that are coming to see us.
They're desperate and suffering. Suicidal.
And we're not. It's definitely suicidal. And there's nobody's fully sure what they're doing or what to do. So they're slightly having a go at a few different things. I found it really interesting, and I think more and more people should listen to it. And depending on what side of the debate you think you sit on,
there's something for you.
I think there's something in here that's well worth listening to. And because you're getting access to the people that are literally at the coalface of it, I think it's really worth a listen to. It's really good. So well done to Tortoise Investigates for doing such a brilliant job. And if anybody's interested in this subject, then definitely go and have a listen to it.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I would like to talk about a couple of things quite quickly, really. Mm-hmm. I can kind of skim through these. But what I discovered the other day when I went to the, I think it's called the Walled Garden in Hawkhurst, which is like a beautiful old walled garden with an old greenhouse in it. When my kids were at school, some of the mums, we all used to go and have a coffee at the greenhouse in the morning after the school drop-off. It's changed hands. It's like absolutely beautiful. They've done this kind of building where you can eat breakfast and have coffee in there in the morning. You can buy fresh produce. I'll post a picture on the Instagram account. But, you know, I came back with just fresh beetroot of all different colours, tomatoes of all different colours, all have been grown there. All the kind of veg was from there. They had a local butcher with fresh cuts of meat. They had everything, an amazing gift shop. And in this gift shop, I found this brilliant, brilliant company. You know when you go to a little independent place and they've got an independent company that they sell? It's called Herbu. Now, I don't know what this man's name is because he doesn't say, but he did say that he started Herbu. He wanted to make growing plants and having his own your own garden easy. And he lived in London, renting and moving around. And he had little say on the interior decoration of a place, but he always found himself gravitating to making window boxes grow or the garden a lovely place to be in. And getting into gardening is relatively simple, even for someone like me. And getting it right can be a bit more of an ongoing challenge. But if you go onto Pinterest, type in garden, you'll find a zillion boards of my future garden. And they're all great, filled with beautiful plants, etc. But it's about making a garden. Herbu is about making a garden anywhere, whatever your age, your space, whether you're growing indoors, a window box, a terrace, or garden beds. They have got it covered. He was introduced to gardening by his granny Shirley at a very young age, and she'd always show him around her garden and give him something to grow. And I just really like this idea. And it's a tiny business, but it is really good. So you can buy seeds. Here you can see all the new arrivals and the flower seeds and herb seeds and vegetable seeds and things like that you can get. The kits are brilliant. So they are basically things like how to plant up a pot, design a garden border, plants for pollinators, and then there's seven garden styles. There's lots of kind of tips on how to do things, but things like, you know, I'm obsessed with rewilding. So when you rewild an area, you return it to its natural state. But it's quite hard to do that if you don't have the right season. They've got a whole rewilding pack. So we should take it to the house and do it for next year in that bit, because it's great for pollinators. And they've got a pollinator pack. They've got how to design a garden border. They've got instant impact plants, small garden ideas, tons of inspiration, and then loads of tips for anybody that can't do it. Their website is really informative, easy to follow and easy to look at. It's a great present. We're heading into Christmas. Yeah. Buy someone's seeds. They save. You can save them for spring or summer, but it's such a nice, practical present that someone will see their plants growing and go, wow, that reminds me of you.
You.
Yeah.
We were in Crete not that long ago, and remember seeing that vending machine that sold seeds?
Yes, in the airport.
Yes, so like there's
go
a vending machine
with plants from Crete.
You buy crisps and chocolate, but one that just sold seeds for loads of different things, like tomatoes and cornichons. Is that a thing?
Pickles.
But yeah, cucumbers and stuff like that. But I always thought it was a really good idea. I'd love a vending machine that sold seeds.
Do you know what orange wine is?
I do.
Oh, what is it?
Well, I know it's a drink, and it's an alcoholic drink, and your daughter gave me a glass of orange wine this
weekend.
Did
you like it?
I was on the fence about it, really. It would probably take me a while to get used to it. I'm not sure I could drink it like I could drink red wine.
They say it's low alcohol.
It's low alcohol, is it?
And it's got little or no additives in, like sulfates and stuff like that.
Yes, yeah, I believe so.
They most orange winemakers only use native yeast, no inoculation. So it's lower in alcohol and light in body. But just to let you know what it is, orange wine is to white wine what rosé is to red wine. So basically what they do is they leave the skin on. And
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, and that's where it gets its colour from, essentially.
Yeah. So it's...
So rosé is a white grape with a red skin, I think, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. No, I think... Yes, I'm not sure what rosé is.
Okay.
But orange wines, organically farmed grapes, no intervention from the winemaker. The result is wine in its purest form. Well, what's interesting is that it seems that some orange wines are being sold as kind of just natural wines, and they are wines that are organically grown and with no tannins and lower in alcohol and light in body. But also in some places, I looked at an article from May 23, it was talking about orange wine being the equivalent to white grapes that rosé is to red. That it is made with the skin on for a bit longer and it just gives it a slightly different colour. But I think generally speaking, young people, because orange wine is out everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I've heard loads of people talking about
orange
it.
Natural orange wine is like a new craze. But Holly absolutely loves it. So I just thought I'm putting it there. I'm not telling you which orange wine to get because I've got absolutely no idea. But they've got some very trendy ones with some really cool labels.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
On Friday, I did a little event at the Harvey Nichols store.
Oh, yes, that was great.
In Knightsbridge, and you very nicely came along. Just so people know, we're going to be in Dublin, at the Harvey Nichols in Dublin, on the 3rd of October.
For any Irish listeners?
Between about 1 and 3, something like that.
Oh, we should get Anna Nolan to come down.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And
yeah,
say
hi.
Give
her a shout, yeah. So we're going to be in Dublin then, so if we've got any Dublin listeners, expect to see us on October the 3rd, I think.
Yeah.
They're going to restrict the numbers, I think, so get there early. But I'll let you know more about that when it happens. But at the event, we had some Making the Cut people.
Oh, my God.
And this girl, Vicky, came.
No, Vicky was amazing.
She was great, wasn't she?
No, she was so good. She was such a keen listener.
Yeah, I know.
And she came with, like, loads of recommendations.
I did a tiny little demo on her hair as well. She had lots of new hair. And I said, look, I'm just going to show you how to blow dry these little new hairs into your existing hair so you don't see them anymore. Oh. Anyway, she seemed pretty happy about that. But she brought us some biscuits.
No, I'm not joking. I am not a biscuit person. These biscuits were enormous.
What did you just say?
I'm not a biscuit. When do you ever see me eating biscuits?
When Vicky gave us these biscuits.
Okay. They were... No, but wait. Seriously.
So they're from M&S.
There were like 6 biscuits in the packet.
They're chocolate-coated.
I ate 3 of them.
Chocolate-coated.
Chocolate.
Chocolate bourbons.
Chocolate bourbons.
Bourbons. Bourbons.
Bourbons. Bourbon is the whiskey. Bourbons is the biscuit.
Double chocolate, basically.
Double
I'm not mad keen on, like... It was
I don't
like
bourbons.
As Joel said, it was like a luxury penguin, each one. Do you know penguins?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, okay. Bloody hell, they were good. So thanks very much
indeed
for Vicky.
They were extraordinary.
Consider them recommended. Now, you can get chocolate bourbons from Marks & Spencer's. These are in a purpley-blue packet. The other ones, which are just Marks & Spencer's bourbons, are in like a goldy beige packet. It's not
They're just bourbons.
They're chocolate-coated chocolate bourbons.
Yeah, in the purple packet.
In a kind of purpley-blue packet.
They are
Ooh, Jesus Christ, they really were.
Amazing.
She also mentioned something about some restaurants, Vicky.
Yeah, she did.
But I wrote it down, but it's predicted texted.
It's a restaurant in Southborough. In Tunbridge Wells, beginning with a T.
Yeah, it's a like a Turkish name, like a...
Tano? Hang on.
Tallow?
Tallow.
Taco? Hello.
Hang on.
Come on.
You carry on talking. Why should we go to listener recommendations?
Yes, let's do that.
And I'm looking up the restaurant as we speak, Vicky. Tallow. It's got 4.5 stars, Tunbridge Wells in Southborough. It's got a lovely interior. But she said it is absolutely phenomenal.
Thought it would be
Look
Turkish.
At that.
Look, it's a bit Turkish and a bit hummusy there.
I don't think it's Turkish at all.
Okay. Sure, I've been to a place called Tallow that was Turkish once. So I'm confused. Nicola Mailing, which I think Nicola has messaged us quite a few times in the past. Wow! Davina, you must be thrilled with My Mum, Your Dad.
Aww.
It has been a breath of fresh air to watch such an authentic group of people unfurl and give themselves permission to find happiness with themselves and others. It was a stroke of genius to have the children watching. What an emotional rollercoaster of a series. Such a joyous, toe-curling, heart-wrenching moments. I didn't want it to end. Seeing the children read the letters from their parents moved me so much.
I know.
And reminded me of the letter my dad wrote to me before he passed away when I was 19. Wow. Telling me how proud he was of me. Do you know, we talked about that tonight, haven't
we?
You
did.
Know, about how what you want from people before they die and what they perhaps want from you just before they go, you know. And a letter saying how proud he was of you must have been bloody lovely, Nicola.
Really lovely.
I treasure that so much, and I'm sure those lovely young people will feel the same about their letters. Anyhow, well done for having such insight and manifesting the show. You are a genius. Nicola, thank you so much for that message. My girlfriend is beaming.
Will you please do them all?
Yeah, yeah. Guys, this is from Ross Taylor. Guys, so good to have you back. I miss you so much. It's good to be back, Ross. Wanted to recommend an Instagram account that you would definitely love. It's Pablo and Veronica, who love to dance. Dad and daughter living their best lives. And then it says here, I saw one of their posts on Gabby Roslin's account, and she is another fab person to follow for your listeners. Let's have a quick look at here. Oh, 3.5 million followers. What? Here you go.
Oh, I know these guys.
Do you?
Yeah.
Very good. They're dancing in the bathroom at this point. Pablo Veronica official. Oh.
I mean, dads and daughters.
Yeah. That's absolutely brilliant. That
absolutely
was.
Too much.
So much for that. Paula Prendergast. Just listening to this week's podcast and wanted to say you didn't know Dave was back on because no promos are allowed during the writer's strike.
Oh! They've just won.
Who have?
Writers.
Oh, I thought I saw that today. Yeah, so I'll have
it's
a little
off.
Read of that when we get into bed.
So look, we're current with that.
Yeah. Thanks, Paula, for that. That's a nugget
thank
of
you
information.
Very much.
I appreciate that. Andrea says here, thanks to you
Can
both.
Can I just say something very quickly? Nat, my agent, who is leaving to have a baby. Go, go, Nat.
Oh, is she?
Go have a baby.
Aww.
Yes.
She's already got, like...
She's got two. She's
got two. She said this is her last.
She's an amazing mother. I know she's an amazing mother because she was like a mother to me. I am really, 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 really going to miss her, but I'm so excited for her. But she's a massive, keen listener to the show.
Congratulations.
And she said, what do you mean? What? Every star is an exploding sun. What? Mind blown. Went straight to Google to find out why she didn't know this. I was like, I was exactly the same. So listen, Nat, have an amazing time. And don't forget, we'll be in your ears every week.
Yes, we will.
Even when you're not working.
We'll be thinking about you.
Yeah.
So Andrea Orm says, I bloody love the new series, podcast vibes. Let's just move to Ibiza and be done with it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that. I mean, I'd love to do it.
Yeah, let's all go live in Ibiza.
Yes.
I mean, halfy half.
Hello. This is from Julie Ann Wright. And she says, hello. May I recommend The Dome on George Street in Edinburgh? It's especially magical at Christmas. It's very exquisite in terms of surroundings and would be lovely for a treat. Book now. I think you will love it. The Dome in George Street. So I think at some point, either late this year or early next year, I'm going to go and visit Harvey Nichols in Edinburgh.
Well, do you know who's there? Of course I would.
Yeah.
Harriet.
Oh, Harriet's there. Of course, let's take her to the Dome.
Yes. Done.
Thanks, Julie.
Tick.
I'm going to read out one more from Claire Bailey here. And let's have a little look. This was on Saturday. Brown Boys Swim, the UK tour dates. What was that? Brown date? If you want a good show, go and see this. It is excellent. Here's a link about the show. Let me have a quick look at this then. So it's Brown Boys Swim on tour. Winner of The Fringe first at the 2022 Popcorn Writing Award. It's an exhilarating new play, Brown Boys Swim, embarks on a national tour this autumn. Does it tell us anything? Best friends Mark, Motion and Cash are gearing up for the biggest night of their lives. Jess Denver's pool party. There's just one problem. They can't swim. Fueled by Halal Haribo chicken wings, the pair now throw themselves in at the deep end, tackling cramped cubicles and the cold showers as they learn how to be at one with the water. Fierce, funny and brimming with heart. Kareem Khan examines the pressures faced by young Muslim men in this exhilarating new play about fitting in and striking out.
Mm.
Sounds really good. So you can go to thenorthwall.com. Which has got all the information and tickets for sale there for £10 each. It's called Brown Boys Swim on Tour. So go and Google
does
that.
Sound
Claire Bailey, thanks
brilliant.
So much for
Thank
that.
You,
it's a really
Claire.
Brilliant recommendation. That very good indeed. Okie dokie. So we can stop recording now. We can go and get ready for bed.
I just want to say thanks for listening. I thought that was quite a varied.
Yeah, there's a lot going on
because
in there, wasn't
I've got
there?
A couple of books I still got to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Donna Ashworth has done a lovely one, but I'm going to talk about it properly next week.
Marvellous.
She's an amazing wordsmith.
What have we got planned for this week? Got anything interesting? We're going to the theatre tomorrow night?
We're going to the theatre, so I'm sure we'll talk about that. I don't know.
You don't
Sarah's,
know.
Sarah's booked us tickets.
Our friends are taking us to the theatre tomorrow night.
I'm also going to a big menopause talk where I'm going to see one of my favourite people, Carolyn Harris.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Love her.
I'm
also going to Leeds to go and do... Is it... Hang on a minute. I've just got to double check. I don't know if it is Leeds. Oh, I'm presenting the Travel Industry Awards.
You are, yes. That's on the 28th.
Yeah, I'm going to Leeds. I'm going to Leeds to do an event for the Women's Health Inequality Panel.
Nice.
And then I'm doing something with TUI on Thursday, my fave people ever. And then the Travel Industry Awards on Thursday night, which is going to be mega.
And while you're at that awards ceremony, I am at the Woman and Home Awards reception.
Oh, that's nice.
We are
Look at
up,
us.
We are up for an award.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so,
I can't be with you. And
you can't be with me at that, which is a shame. But it's quite interesting. And then on Wednesday, I've got to go shopping to the wig shop to get hair things for you because we start filming The Masked Singer on Sunday. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just basically going to go and have a mooch
Can
about.
I tell you what I want?
Well, go on.
Do you remember when you did me a bun? And then...
Oh, the ponytail.
Yeah,
this
and
big ponytail.
Yeah.
Goes up.
And yes.
Yeah, I've got it in the
and
room
it went
in there.
Over my...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think I've got that in there already, so we can do that.
I love it so much.
Yeah, no worries. I'm always go there just for inspiration, see if there's anything nice knocking about.
Yeah.
Might be nice to do a wig again this year at some point.
Yeah, I mean, people go
berserk polarizing
when
stuff
I wear a wig.
What have you done to her hair?
I hate her hair. I hate her fringe like that. It doesn't suit her at all. It's like we're only playing.
It's just a bit of fun.
We're just playing. God.
So I might get a couple of wiggy things.
Yeah.
And then what I'd like to do is, because there's been four series of The Masked Singer, that's 40 hairstyles you've had.
Wow.
Is that I'm going to choose the 10 best hairstyles. And then if I can think of some others, we'll throw them in as well for this series. But there's a few I'd like quite like to do again that we did that I thought were great.
Great.
Anyway.
Can I tell you the other one I love?
Okay.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I really, really like dark and blonde.
Oh, yeah, the balayage thing.
Yes.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, we can do that all day long. I'd quite like to do the feather one again, which I'm not sure you were that keen on.
I wasn't that keen on it.
I really liked that, and I thought it looked really different. I mean, we did it white, so it looked like you had grey roots, but I would use a different colour this time.
Okay.
To match a dress or something like that.
Okay.
You're not keen. Maybe we won't do that.
No, I don't mind. No,
we'll see. You do mind.
No, I mean, like, if you want to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
Jesus. Okay, on that note, ladies and gents, speak to you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.